let's review. The Mishnah at the beginning of the parak mentioned Mava as one of the four obvious nezikin. My Mava, what is Mava? Rav says Mava is a Adam. Mava refers to a person who caused damage. As the Pasuk states, Amar Shomer Asavaker Begam Laila Im Tevoyin Boyu, as Rashi explains, Im Teshuva B'Tshuva U'Tevakshu Mechila Boyu. If a person decides to do tshuva and beg for repentance, he should do so to merit the geula of the tzaddikim. Shmuel says, Mava Zahashain, Mava refers to an animal's teeth that cause damage, as the Pasuk states, Ich nechvesu asab nivu mitzvunav. As Rashi explains, nivu loshin goli. The word nivu means exposure, and this refers to shain, shepa'am mugula upa'am mechusa. The teeth are sometimes exposed and sometimes hidden. The Gemara proceeds to explain the continuation of the Mishnah, which points out that the Torah needed to write all four avos. Had the Torah mentioned only one av, we could not have derived the others from it, because Lo'ari ha-shor ka'ari ha-mava, v'lo'ari ha-mava ka'ari ha-shor. Shor and mava each possess a unique chumra for which the owner is chayv b'tashlumin, liable to reimbursement for the damages. And the Gemara explains it according to both Rav and Shmuel as follows. After rejecting Rav Yehuda's explanation, Rav explains that according to Shmuel, the Mishnah is understood as follows. Tana shor l'ragloi u'mava l'shinoi. Shor refers to regal, a shor whose feet trampled an item while walking, and mava refers to shein, a shor who ate something for its pleasure. Regel possesses a unique chumra in that the hezek of regel is more common, as the shur constantly walks around and tramples anything in its path, while the hezek of shein is not as common. Shein possesses a unique chumra in that the shur benefits from the hezek of shein, while the shur does not benefit from the hezek of regel. And the Risha concludes with Kishahizik Chava Mazik Laasuya Karen. This statement means to include Karen, a shur that gored with its horns, the third feature of shur. However, the Mishnah did not specifically mention Karen in the Avos Nesikin because Bimuadin Mitchilasin Kamari, Betaman Ulbasef Muadin Loi Kamari. The Mishnah mentioned only those Avos for which the owner must pay Nezik Shalim, the entire damage, even for the first occurrence. While regarding Karen, the owner only pays Chatzi Nezik, half the damage, for the first and second occurrence, and only pays Nezik Shalom after three occurrences. And the Mishnah did not mention Adam in the Avos Nezikin, because Beniski Memayne Kemari, Beniski Gufa Loi Kemari. The Mishnah mentioned only those Avos of which a person's property caused the Hezek, while regarding Adam, he personally caused the Hezek. However, a later Mishnah does mention Adam, because it refers to both Niski Gufa Umemayne. The Gemara continues that according to Rav, the Mishnah is understood as follows. Tana shar b'chol mili d'shar. Shar refers to all three features. Karen shein b'regel, and mav refers to Adam. And hachi kama. Loi ri ha-shar shemishalm es ha-kaifer, kiri ha-adam shemishalm es ha-kaifer. Shar possesses a unique chumra in that if the shar kills a person, the owner must also reimburse the value of the deceased in addition to the shar being put to death. While if Adam killed a person, he does not pay kaifa, but rather if it was done b'mezid intentionally, he's put to death, and if it was b'shagig unintentionally, he must go into galus exile. B'loi riha Adam shechayv ba'ba advarm kiri hashar shein bayar ba'advarm. Adam possesses a unique chumra in that if he was chayv b'chaveroi, injured another person, in addition to nezik, paying for the damages, he must also reimburse for other losses. Tsar, the nezik's pain, ripui, the healing cost, Sheves, lost wages for when the Nizik was unable to work, Uvaishes, the Nizik's embarrassment. However, if a shur injured a person, the owner pays only for Nizik but not for the other Daldvar. And the later Mishnah repeats Adam, because Lemechsheve Bahadi Mu'adin Huda'asa. The Mishnah chose to list all the Avos that are considered Mu'adin. The Gemara cites a Braisa, Tani Ravayishia, Shalaisha Asr Avos Nizikin. There are 13 Avos mentioned in the Torah. The Dalit Shoyman, four groups of people who accepted an item for safekeeping, Shemechinam, an unpaid custodian, Vashoyl, a borrower, Naisisachar, a paid custodian, Vasecher, a renter. A Shemechinam is liable only for Bashia. If the Pekadon was stolen, lost, or damaged due to his negligence, it not properly safeguarding the Pekadon. A Shemesachar, Vasecher, are additionally liable for Geneva Vaveda. If the Pekadon was stolen or lost, even he did safeguard it properly. A Shoyl is additionally liable for Einsen, a hezek that occurred by accident or circumstances beyond his control. The five claims for cheva b'chaveroi, if one person injured another, nezek tzav ripui sheves ubaishes. And the Mishnah's four avos nezikin, hasher haboyer hamava v'hever, hatzleiser, which in all amount to 13 avos nezikin. The Gemara explains that according to Shmuel, who holds mava zeshein, our Mishnah did not also include the four Shomrim and the five claims for Chavala, because Beniski Mom and Kemari, Beniski Gufa Loi Kemari. The Mishnah mentioned only those others where his property caused the Hezek, while the Shomrim are considered to have personally caused the Hezek because they did not properly safeguard the item, and the Chavala personally injured the other person, while the Brisa did mention them because it refers to both Niski Gufa Umamayne. According to Rav, who holds Mavis Adam, the Mishnah did not separately mention the four Shomrim and the five claims for Chavala because Tana Adam b'chol mili de Adam. All these others are included in Mava since they were all caused by a person. However, the Braisa did separately mention both Mava and the five claims for Chavala because Tani Trei Gavni Adam. These are different categories of Adam. The five claims referred to Adam the Azik Adam, a person who injured another person, in which Mishalma Ba'advar. He also pays for the four other claims, while Mava refers to Adam de Azik Shar, a person who injured an animal, in which Mishal Nezik, the owner pays only for Nezik, but not for Dalad Var. And the Braisa did separately mention both Mava and the Dalad Shimrin, even though they are both Adam de Azik Shar. However, they are still considered different categories in that Mava refers to Hezeki de Biyadayim, a person who actually injured the animal, while the Dalad Shimrin refers to Hezeki de Mimela, a person who only caused the injury by not guarding the animal. However, the Braisa did not separately mention both Shur de Azik Shur, a Shur who injured another Shur, and Rishur de Azik Adam, a Shur who injured a person, because Idi v'Idi Nezik with the Mishalim. They're both the same in that the owner pays only for Nezik, but not for Dalad Varim.